I'd like to talk about something that I feel like is probably common to all of us. I'd like to talk about trouble. I'd like to talk a little bit about trouble. You ever have trouble? I had someone come up to me past Monarch and say something to this effect, I know something about you. You love souls, but you don't like people very much. Well, there are some things I know, and then there are some things that I want the Lord to help me with, so I consider what a person says to me. And so I said, I'll have to think about that. And I thought about it. And I'm going to conclude my thoughts as, I like people. I just don't like trouble. So if you're coming to me with trouble, I'm probably going to respond in a certain way because I don't like trouble. But I can't get out of trouble. I'm not saying I'm immune to trouble. I've got plenty of trouble. Some of it is people's fault. Some of it's nobody's fault. A lot of it's my fault. Some of it is just living in a fallen world. It's just trouble. There's trouble with this. There's trouble with that. I was telling Brother Clint last night, I make trouble for myself. I had a little car one time, a little Aspire. I think Kevin would probably remember it. It was Brother Mansell's car for a while. He gave it to me. And I was needed to take a tube before somewhere. And it's a Aspire. It's a little hatchback car. So I put the tube before up on the dash and it over the back seat and I look at it and all of a sudden I thought, hey, it looks like I think the hatch will close. So I slammed the hatch closed and it closed. The tube before went through the windshield in the front. That's trouble, and you didn't cause it. And I'm thinking, I really did that. I just consider myself at least fairly intelligent. I mean, at least one stage above plant life. But I did that. I just busted my windshield out. Trouble. I'm going to have to get it fixed. Trouble happens. So like, but you know, we're going to have, we heard in Sunday school this morning that we have a God that cares about our lives. He cares about what disturbs us. The word trouble means tremors. It means violent shakings. It means movement, motions and confusions and troubles. You ever have troubles? Troubles are just around us. I have a lot of things in my house that runs with motors. It seems like it's last week. I had to work on them. It just seemed like one after another was just tearing up. I was working on motors and I went out and going to mow before we went on this trip and went out to my riding lawnmower and went to start it and the starter's out. I was all no. So well, I got a backup, a push mower. I said, Darius, got there mowing, and a little bit he comes, he's not mowing, he comes over, Dad, the wheel fell off the mower. Why am I not surprised? And I'm thinking, you know what? Maybe there's a divine purpose or a reason that my grass isn't supposed to be mowed. Maybe I should consider that there's a reason that I should let my grass mow. There's a better purpose of letting it grow and all that. And that all flashed through my mind of maybe this is what it's supposed to be. Then I concluded, nope. It's just trouble. It's no purpose that the grass is supposed to be higher or that the neighbors are that. No, it's just troubles that come. Troubles. Everywhere you look, there's troubles. Over in the 14th chapter of Job, this is Job's conclusion and it's accurate. Job says, man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. Now I really wonder about this passage, if he isn't thinking about Adam when he said this. The phraseology seems like it because he says a man that's born of woman. Well, all of us men are born a woman, except for old Adam. Even our Lord had the privilege of being born of woman. But Adam wasn't born of a woman. And I wonder if this isn't a look back at Adam and saying that the debacle that you got into over there, God us and you went ahead and lived 900 and some years, but we don't get the privilege of living in a garden where there is no trouble. But this little incident you had calls us now to be in this situation, folks, that none of us are going to be immune to troubles. So what we're going to have to do is learn how to deal with troubles and do what the Lord wants us to do with trouble, because I'm going to make this prediction. I don't know about this, but I'm going to assume that most everybody here is going to have trouble before the day's out. Maybe not magnificent trouble, not great trouble, but maybe you'll have that kind of trouble. Or you can turn your phones off. You can avoid trouble. I know you can avoid some trouble by turning the phone off. You can turn the trouble off. You probably will want to go home, though. Boy, I'm going to tell you, if you're going to avoid trouble, if you're really going to avoid trouble, you're going to risk it by going into that vehicle. You don't know what trouble that thing might cause you. You don't know what trouble you might have. If you avoid people, if you avoid things, and you just stay, maybe you can, but I doubt it. Because man that's born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. There's going to be troubles around us. There's going to be troubles instigated by people. There's going to be troubles that we get into by ourselves. The very nature of things is going to cause us trouble. The very ideas of human bodies causes us trouble. I don't know about your human body. My wife said to me this morning, I was coming down the stairs, and she said, "Honey, are you all right?" You know, Brother Clint's got some steep, going up these stairs, steep stairs. And I'm going down the stairs, and she says, "Honey, are you all right?" "Well, I'm..." Yeah. And she says, "Why are you walking like that?" "Because I don't have no choice. That's the way I got to do it. My knees aren't bending just right. I mean, I'm stiff and my joints are hurting. I'm coming, hobbling down the stairs, and it's trouble. It's trouble. The older you get..." Folks, there's some in here older than I am. "It gets more troublesome. As it goes, it gets more troublesome till all of a sudden the smaller grasshoppers become a burden." But grasshoppers become troublesome. That's a trouble thing. This is trouble. It's hard to do this. It's hard to do that. So the fact of it is that trouble is everywhere, and trouble will be continued everywhere. I'd like to be able to say today that you get saved and sanctified and you live for the Lord as close as you can and your troubles are gone. But no one here would believe me. And it would be false to say it. Because man that's born of woman, and woman that's born of woman, and people on this planet and on this earth, we're going to have to deal with trouble. Being stirred in our hearts. Being stirred about our things. Things seem to be peaceful and calm. I love peaceful and calm, Brother Larry. I absolutely love peace and calmness and serenity. I like when I like the people around me and they like me, and everything is joyful and everything's wonderful and is speaking good words and the weather's nice and everything's pleasant and the bugs aren't biting and there's no flea got in the house and my wife don't holler, "Honey, there's been a mouse in here again." You know what trouble a mouse can cause? You'd think something so small would be no trouble, but they cause enormous troubles with this and troubles with that. And because we can't do without troubles, we're going to have to take another approach to troubles. We're going to have to learn to deal with trouble. We're going to have to learn to deal with the difficulties that we have in life. And I wonder if we've got a God that's able to use trouble. I mean, he's God, right? He knows it's there. He wants goodwill towards us. He cares about us. He wants us to have a good life. I wonder if the Lord can use trouble. Well, I'm going to tell you today, our view towards trouble ought to be, "Lord, what are you going to do with trouble? What is the benefit that I can get out of trouble?" things are look, it's how we look at things. I have some chickens. I have a lot of chickens. I have chickens. And they do what chickens do. And they fill the coop up with what chickens do. And I have to deal with that, but you know, it's an excellent fertilizer. There's a great value to the things. And what we go through in life, sometimes we can look at it that way as this is a bad thing, but this trouble's a bad, this is a bad thing. This person attacking me. You ever been attacked by a person? You ever been misunderstood? Have you ever been misunderstood? Sometimes I think I'm the king of being misunderstood. I have no maliciousness or no intentions or no bad things, and yet I'm getting attacked as if I do. And I said, why? Wait a minute. I don't have that. And I'm misunderstood about things, and it causes turbulence in my spirit. It causes a trouble between people. And I look at that, and what are we going to do with this? I've not been able to avoid it. But there is a blessing in it. Let's look at Job in the fifth chapter of Job. It says in the sixth verse, although affliction cometh not forth of dust, neither doth trouble spring out of the ground, yet man is born into trouble as the sparks fly upward. That idea is, you could say, as surely as. Or it's a very positive statement to say that trouble is going to happen to man just as surely as the sparks fly upward. Very simple to understand that. But it could have said, it could have made the same positive statement by saying men have troubles, man is born as trouble as surely as an apple falls to the ground. Would have been the same assertion that it is positive, right? That it can't be avoided. So I have to assume that this sparks flying upwards has more meanings than that. And it does have more meanings than that. It has the meaning of it is as surely as man's born to trouble, which man's born to trouble is absolutely positive, but as surely as it is, he oughtn't be underneath it. He oughtn't allow it to get him down. He shouldn't wallow in the troubles. He shouldn't let the troubles be what rules his life or beats his life down. But he ought to be what, but the very troubles that is there ought to spark him upward. His spirit, the troubles ought to cause man, as surely as he has troubles, then surely he ought to be able to lift himself above those troubles. You know, God can help us through the troubles of life be better. You can be a better person because you had troubles. You can be lifted up in your spirit. You can be a better one. Those that's tried and come through with pure gold are better than those that's not tried at all. Those that go through adversities and problems, and we look at it and say, I don't know what the rest of my life will be, but I'll tell you I know one thing. I'm born to trouble. And I know the rest of my life will probably be more troublesome than the first of it was. Because the very nature of the thing, it'll be troublesome. But as surely as the trouble, surely as we're born to trouble, it don't just grow out of the ground. It's not just because there is nature around us that there's trouble. But as surely as man is born, he's born to trouble, and trouble will come. And the very troubles that we have is what we really want. What we want's the results of what troubles can do. You know, it would be wonderful if mankind, if we had within us the very ability to make ourselves something or to be diligent. I've done this many times. Lord, help me to be diligent. Or we pray the prayer, Lord, I want to be a patient person. I want to be patient. But do you know that patience, it would be wonderful if I could say, well, I want to be patient, sister, so I'm just going to be patient. Tomorrow's a new day for Marty Clevenger. The old impatient man's gone, and the new patient guy has arrived. And tomorrow I'll be a patient person. Don't work that way. I was in a checkout line one time, and the woman, it was all this stuff going on, waiting. And she said, "Oh, thank you for patiently waiting." And I said, "I'm just waiting." You know that you don't have to tell everybody what's on the inside of you. She said, "Thank you for patiently waiting." Oh, what she knew. I can boil on the inside without boiling on the outside. You don't have to show everything you can do, but it isn't pleasant to be that way. And I've never had the ability to just say, I can conquer my troubles and I can be a certain way. You can't either. I've not been able to find that. And if I want to be a more patient, you know what the Bible has a prescription for patience? It's called trouble. It's called persecution. It's called tribulation worketh patience. The stirring of the water, the stirring up of things. And what it usually is, you're saying, what am I doing? I gotta do something, and you're doing this, and you'll say, no, I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to do what's right. Lord, help me. And tribulation worketh patience. As surely as the sparks fly upward, our problems in life are to make us troubles. Troubles in life are to make us. I was going along one day and doing some work and a vine some kind of a vine. I was walking along in a vine. I caught my foot in a vine and it was called trouble. It was trouble. I tripped up I'm very honest, straight worth person, and I'll tell you, it aggravated me. It aggravated me. It was an aggravation. That happened, and it was an aggravation, and it was an annoyance to it. And I responded with that feeling that came out of me of this annoyance that happened. And this voice spoke so calmly to me. Why are you always fighting against me? I was, Lord, I was like Peter. Lord said something to Peter, and I argued with the Lord and said, Lord, I ain't fighting with you. And then I'm like, oh, okay. The Lord said I was. Okay. And I'm saying he didn't, and I didn't. So I stopped and said, okay. I guess I am, if you say I am. What are you wanting? What are you wanting? What do you want life to do for you? You want to go through life and never have a trouble? You know what you'll be if you go through life without anything to press you, to help you? The Lord was without blessing. I'm here to bless you. I'm here to strengthen you. I'm here to make you. And you're going to take and try, and if I could, I'd erase all my troubles, and you would too. But let's deal with it different, because you can't take your troubles away. But you can have a different perspective to trouble. We're born to it. We're born to it. It's going to happen to everybody. We're all going to have troubles. We're going to be disturbed by things. Things are going to happen. If you listen to the news and you're a sensitive person or you care about anything, which I'm not real sensitive and I don't care about a lot of things, and I still can be troubled. I'm troubled by what goes on in this country. I'm troubled when people ain't getting along with one another. I'm troubled with the issues that they're having yesterday in Charlottesville. I'm troubled with that. I agreed with the one that says we're all God's people. There's one race, the human race. I'm troubled with everything. But you know what? You ain't going to change that. You ain't going to change that in this earth. That's always going to be in this earth. What we're going to have to do is maximize it. I'm going to have to maximize what's reward. This trouble that I've got in my life. What am I to do with this trouble? What is this supposed to be to me? I know in my life, I need trouble. I don't like trouble. I'll avoid what I can avoid. But I know that I need trouble because trouble comes along and makes me realize how insignificant I am. It lets me know how incapable I am, how unable I am to deal with the issues of life around me, the things that I can't control. I have feelings. I have all these things, and they get themselves all this. And what do? I ask the Lord to help me. The devil will say, people don't love you? Quit. Well, he does. I ain't saying it's a legitimate thought that I have, but I'm saying the devil said to me, why don't you just get out of here? Why don't you just, they don't care about you anyway. Just get out of here. Oh, okay. I'm having a little trouble with something. I'm going to run. I'm going to run to the, you'll find trouble wherever you run to. All of it is designed in a certain way. David had some trouble. You remember where David and his men took off and they left the stuff? And the Philistines come in and took the stuff. Took the wives and children. They took the guy. And they come back and the Philistines had come and took the stuff. He had trouble. He had trouble to the point that now not only did they take... Listen, he was one of the crew. You would think they... Now, this is the way it's supposed to work, brother. It was supposed to work that they put their arms around David and said, now, Dave, listen, don't feel too bad about it. They took my wife. He took yours, too. We'll get together. No, David's troubles was compounded. Because the men that come back seen that their stuff was gone, and they all started pointing at David. Hey, you! You're the big leader. You're the one that had the big idea and didn't guard the stuff, and we took off, and now our stuff's gone. Let's stone him to death. Come on, guys, get the stones. Now, all his stuff's gone, and he's sitting there, what to do? Now, his men turn on him and say, get the stones. We'll just stone him to death. We'll get a new leader. Look what he caused. Well, hey, you'll have trouble. You could have said, David would have said, forget you all. It's going to come back on you. And I'm going to remember every one of you that felt that way. You know what it said David actually did with his trouble? He took it to the Lord. He took all of that trouble, mess that he had to the Lord. And it said he encouraged himself in the Lord. Well, why ain't you all encouraging me? Why ain't you all keeping me lifted up? Why ain't you? You're responsible. You're responsible. You're responsible. Nobody caught me. Oh, woe's me. You know, we feel that way. Trouble. We'll get to feeling that way. And you know what the answer is? That we turn ourselves to God with our troubles. We take that to the Lord that cares about us, that loved for us, that died for us. David did that. And then he went back to the men and said, the Lord said, go get it and I'll give it back to you. He went back to the men and he didn't go back with the stick. He went back and said, come on, I know your emotion's running high and it's hard to lose your wife to the enemy. All that. Come on. The Lord said we go pursue him after him and we'll get it back. They went and pursued after him and took it back. And the Lord took it all back and took care of their troubles. There'll always be trouble. We need to know how to respond to the troubles that we have. And I'm going to tell you, I'm as guilty as anyone of taking my part in the trouble until I get to a certain point. Lord, help us to learn that God is there for our troubles. The difficulties and struggles and things that we have in life, He is there for our troubles. To turn and give Him our troubles and bring peace back into our life. Another passage. Well, I think there's a little bit more of this I wanted to read. I would seek, man is born into trouble as the sparks fly upward. I would seek unto God, and unto God would I commit my cause. That's getting the sparks flying upward. That's being able to get above the troubles. Being able to look at a turbulent, troubled world around us, but yet be above it. And even though my body, my life, I live in this world, the troubles that affect the United States of America, no doubt will affect me. If the economy goes down, I am affected by that. If gas prices go up, I'm affected by that. If Korea fires a nuke, we're all going to be affected by that. All of the things are going to affect us in life. And yet with all of that, we have a God that we can have faith in. God is bigger than the North Koreans. God is bigger than the movements around in our world. God's bigger than all that. And as the sparks fly upward, he said, I take my calls and I give my calls to God. That's where the victory is in all the troubles that we have. You know what? I have been an active minister now for a number of years. And I'm always looking for some fodder. I'm looking for some preaching material. I'm looking for something that I can use. God lets me have it. It's called trouble. Look at Paul's ministry. Look at what he got from it. Snake bit. Blinded on the road to Damascus. Got whooped. Got whooped over the jailer deal. All of this stuff. Shipwrecked. All this. You think, there is those that assume that if you do such and such right with God, you can be free of things. No, you can't be. And we really don't want to be. In our pursuit for better things, I prefer reading about somebody's trouble. As the Lord, I'd like to have some good. Read about somebody's trouble. But you know what happens? I find myself many times preaching in that mode. And it comes out hollow out of my mouth in a way when I'm trying to say something that I haven't experienced it. And I can bring it out with such a force when I've experienced it. And I find that the same thing is true when I'm dealing with somebody that's got trouble in their life and they needed some help or some comfort, that I can only comfort them wherewith the comfort that I myself was comforted with. And when I try to do it less than the experience that I have, it fails. It's failing. It's faltering. Or at least it isn't rich. It isn't as real. You understand what I'm saying? And many times through these troubles is the avenue into a greater experience in God. You're going to have them anyway. My point is you're going to have the trouble anyway. You can either fly upward or you can let them beat you downward. Many just let them beat them down. Saints ain't good to me. Somebody didn't call me when I was afflicted. Somebody didn't do this when I was in, and this trouble happened, and people didn't do this, and all of this, and they bound and bound and bound, and they get lower and lower, but yet let the sparks fly upward. Allow that to be an avenue into me being more spiritual, that I can help other people. That I can be lifted up, because as surely as man is born, he's born to it. And as surely as he's born to it, God wants his sparks to fly upward. And we should have the idea of sparks is in some way interpreted a flame that flames upward. A light, a heat, something that goes upward, something that's created. Fuel, it is almost saying that trouble is the fuel for our spiritual fire. Can you relate to it? My mind is you're going to have the same trouble whether you're spiritual or not. So take the trouble and let it burn hot spiritually. Let it bring to us what it's supposed to bring to us. He says, I would seek unto God, and unto God would I commit my cause, which doth great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number, who giveth rain upon the earth and sendeth waters upon the fields. To set on high those who be low. Again, we got this idea of being low, ascending up. It's a light, ascending up. This is the idea. He takes the one that's low, he takes that in that situation, and what propels us or can be a prominent thing in our lives is trouble. I don't know if you've ever looked at trouble to be such, but it is. It's the realization that we're mortal and that we need God. Sometimes people think they need God in the bad times. You do. I'm learning more and more we need God in all the times. I find that we need God in every situation of life. We probably need God more. Sometimes I don't want to lose out. I don't want to lose. And I can become indifferent. I can become lethargic. I can lose my passion. How do you get that back? I'm talking as a human now. I wonder if anybody can tell me how you get it back. And I wonder if your expressions would be, well, Brother Marty, you just do it. You don't have the passion you used to have? Wake up tomorrow with the passion. That's as simple as that. Just do it. Does it work? I know what it's got to be for me. I've got to go start saying, Lord, I'm worried about myself. I don't have the passion I used to have. And Lord, I'm concerned about myself. And I want to have faith in you. Lord, help me to have passion. And what the Lord does? Sends trouble. Puts me back into the place that I need to be in. A couple of different times I knew I was struggling. I was struggling in my life. I was struggling with things about what I was going to do and what area, the direction of things. And I was struggling in my life. And two different major times in my life when I was struggling, I was going along and God let something happen that just plain showed me you're not in control. You are not in, and I'm telling you, I was hollering for the Lord. I mean, I was begging to the Lord, Lord, help you. This is a disaster. Lord, come on the scene. You got to have mercy. Lord, come on this. And all at the same time realizing, boy, do I need the Lord. Turned my whole direction around. It was as if I was going along and starting to veer, and the Lord went, get back over in line here, son. And he done it with major trouble. Things that was so far out of my hands, so far I couldn't do a thing. But the Lord done that for me. In both cases, then he done the marvelous things that God can do and caused the effects of those events to have none effect at all. When it looked like there had to be major effects to it, the Lord got that point to me, then raced away the effects of the problem. That's God. That's the God that we're to serve. To set on high those that be low, that those which mourn may be exalted safely. Thank the Lord. No, I want to look at another scripture over in, 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles, 15. Start with one. And the Spirit of God came upon Hazariah, the son of Obed. No. Yeah, Obed. That's not a B, that's a D, Oded. And he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, Hear me, Asa and all Judah and Benjamin, the Lord is with you while you be with him. And if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. Isn't that a wonderful scripture? Isn't that practical and full of common sense and just easy to understand? That God's with you if you're with him. So, the given there is if I'm not with him, he's not with me. And God's going to work for me, be with me. If I seek him, I can find him. If I don't seek him, what happens? I'll find him. Very, very easy scriptures. If I forsake the Lord, he'll forsake me. If I don't forsake the Lord, he'd never forsake me. Now for a long season, Israel has been without the true God and without a teaching priest and without law. But when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found to them. Now here's a perfect scenario of how it works. They was a long time without God. So he sent them trouble. You see, God loves you. God loves you. Wish it could be different. I've said many times, Lord, I wish I could be better. I wish you didn't have to prod so much at me. Wish you didn't have to work so much. You know, I find in my humanity that I can't change my own disposition. I can't change the way I think. I can't change the way I am. I can want it be changed and go to the God that can change it, that can help me to change it, then alter it. But, and I'm a lightning and thunder type guy. Hey, give me the lightning and thunder over the tribulation. Lord, just send the miracle. Just change me in the middle of the night. Make me a different person. It's just the problem is God don't work that way. God works through us. And he does it many times through trouble. You ever notice in the scriptures how when Israel lived for God and was close to God and worshiping God in the true way, he wouldn't let their enemies through to them. As a matter of fact, he'd just make them be peaceful around them. You know, God can make our enemies be peaceful around them. Anything that's going to happen to this country, folks, I'm going to tell you something. Anything that's going to happen to our country is going to happen because of unrighteousness. The penalty for unrighteousness will fall on our country. If there's ever an attack against us, it'll be because God lets attack on us. That's true. It's all through the Bible that way. If our economy falls and there's a crash of that, it'll be because God lets it happen that way. Our greatest asset, and we're going a long ways from it. Our greatest asset is God-fearing. When we get away from God-fearing, there'll be troubles come intended to bring us back to God-fearing. You know, God let the 911 happen, and people that was complaining about a president that would pray. Do you know there was people that was complaining about a president that would pray? And when that happened, they actually allowed it to be prayer on the Capitol steps. The very people that was complaining about it didn't say a word about it. Because trouble stirred them for a little while. And they changed the idea about it for a little while. But those things only happen many times for a little while. Lord, help us. God cares about us. God loves us. Lord knows how to deal with us. He knows what to do with us. Lord, help us to use trouble as a stepping stone in our spiritual life. It's going to come. You know, people can have a bad intention towards you and come and say things that trouble you, but they might be right. I mean, wouldn't you want to at least ask the Lord? Lord, that was harsh. It was hard. It hurt. But is it true? And the Lord might say, yeah, it's true. Well then, Lord, help it not to be true. Help me to rise above and be better because of the trouble that I had. Help me to be more whatever I need to be as the attributes that Christ has. Lord, help me to do it. This is a very plain scripture that carries through even to our personal lives. We can talk about the country. We can talk about the state. We can talk about the community. But ultimately, we're going to talk about me as an individual. That the only thing that really can get me is when I lose God. That's the only thing that really can get me. Nothing. Nothing can take me out of his hand. Nothing can take me down. Nothing can harm me. Nothing. If God be for you, who can be against you? Nobody can be against you. Well, they may try. But if God be for you, who can be against you? If God's in all that we do, if God's in all of our troubles, if God's in all this thing happened to us, then who can be against us? Who can stand against us? What can the devil do? I know what he wants to do, but can he do it? No. Because God's in it. Lord, help us today. I tell you what you do with your troubles. Give the calls to God. Give your troubles to the Lord. And I know God will give you burdens. Carry your burdens in the Lord. But the troubles, learn how to give them to God. Lord, this trouble's too big. This is yours. Lord, take care of this thing. Work this thing out. And I want to tell you what he'll do. He'll carry your troubles for you. He'll take your troubles. He'll get the good out of them. I still got in my mind an idea of a big burning campfire. And I used to do it as a little whack that thing with a stick and watch the fire. Watch the sparks ascend upwards. And in my mind, every time that stick falls and beats, the sparks ascend upward. It does nothing but make a beautiful scene, a beautiful picture of something going upward that I get above that. That trouble is not going to take me down. But it's going to lift me up, Lord. Everything that comes just drive. Lord, may our troubles drive us to our Heavenly Father. Just drive us, Lord. I need you more now than I needed you before. And lift up above those troubles. If somebody says something against you, Lord, help us not to say anything back. But let the fire ascend upward. Because our tendency is sometimes to get right in the middle of the troubles. And our tendency is human reason it out and I'll take care of the trouble. You give me a hold of this one and I'll take care of it for you. I'll tell them about it. I'll do this. I'll line it out. And that ends up just being lower and lower. And the whole thing designed to make us better than we were before. I know it's incrementally, but this vision's in my mind too. I thought about the services there at Monarch, and I liked the going up to the new tabernacle. That was always, every evening, that was such a nice event to be. I would go up, and we got up there early and watch everybody come up there. It was such a nice event to see the saints coming up there. But what really got in my mind is it daily that we're better off when we walk down the road? You can walk up the road, but is what happened and make you better going down the road? Every trouble in life ought to be better. We ought to be able to say, I'm better. I am kinder. I am sweeter. I am more patient. I am more like God now than I was before that started. Or am I saying, that one got me. It got me stuck into this. It's easy as a human to become bitter. It's easy to be bitter over things. Did I get bitter over that? Or did I ascend a little closer to heaven? You pray for me. I want to have victory over my troubles.